Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the romantic operetta, The New Moon, starring Gordon McRae and his lovely guest star, Miss Ilona Massey. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, our curtain rises on the famous Sigmund Romberg operetta, The New Moon. In the role of the Lady Marianne, you will hear the charming motion picture and concert star, Miss Ilona Massey. And in the role of her bond servant, I appear as a swashbuckling lad named Robert Meeson, who sailed to romance and high adventure on a ship called the New Moon. The year of our Lord, 1791. As I look back through my journal to the pages that tell the events of that year, my heart quickens. And once more I stand in that tavern in New Orleans, looking into the eyes of the men who were to make a desperate dash for freedom with me. We were all bond servants, but we were also French. And we knew the words that were being whispered in the streets of Paris under the very window of the king. Liberty, equality, fraternity. I had whispered them myself, and the king had declared me a traitor and put a price in my head. So I fled to New Orleans as a bond servant. I remember the hot excitement of that night as I stood telling the men that out beyond the Gulf of Mexico was the Caribbean and the Isle of Pines, and that there we would see a new moon rise on a new colony where we would all be free.
But how will we get to this island? There's the rub. How will we get there?
We set sail tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. We will commandeer a ship that is in the harbor now, loaded with supplies, ready to sail with the tide. My friend Philippe and several others among you are already members of a crew. The New Moon.
But the New Moon is a bride ship bound for Martinique.
Well, we need brides to set up a colony, don't we? Think of it, men. A new colony. A free colony for the brave, the strong, the stout-hearted. Are you with me? Good.
Some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore. Then there's nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan. Stout-hearted men can stick together, man to man.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more.
Shoulder to shoulder and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore.
Back to that night in New Orleans, and I remember men's faces reflecting the glow of the word liberty.
And I remember one woman's face, and the way her eyes smiled behind the mask she wore.
I was her bond servant, and though she had never guessed it, I was also her slave.
She was giving a masquerade ball that night in honor of Monsieur Ribaud, a detective in the employ of the King of France who had been sent to New Orleans for the express purpose of returning me to France and the guillotine. He did not know me by sight, and so I decided to put on a mask and costume and have a dance with a Lady Marianne, to hold her in my arms for the first and the last time.
Have we danced before, monsieur? There is something about you that seems very familiar. And yet, if we had danced, I'm sure I would have not forgotten you.
We have danced together only in my dreams, Lady Marianne.
So, you are a dreamer too.
Are you a dreamer, Lady Marianne?
Oh, monsieur, all women are dreamers. And they all dream the same dream.
One kiss, one man to save it through. One love for him alone. One word, one vow, and nothing more. To tell him I'm his own.
One magic night within his arms.
His passion's flowering. And all my life I love only one man.
We danced, and then we walked in the garden. I remember how I walked beside her, knowing that the hour was almost midnight, thinking, how can I leave you? Oh, how can I leave you? And then remembering that this was a stolen hour, that I had a rendezvous with a ship, and that she, if rumor was to be believed, was engaged to the captain of that ship. But still I walked beside her, reluctant to relinquish that stolen hour.
How beautiful it is out here in the garden.
Look at that moon, Lady Marianne. A new moon. Turn around and wish over your left shoulder.
You too. There. What did you wish?
What men always wish for. The impossible, the unattainable. What did you wish for?
I think the same as you.
Let's pretend that we have walked here every night for, oh, say 4 months.
Why 4 months?
Because then you would surely know that the things I want to say to you are not just the pretty compliments one pays a lady at a ball.
What are the things that you would say, monsieur?
My heart is aching for someone, and you are that someone.
I know the truth of your story.
Someday love someone from somewhere. They'll come one.
One new beginning in story. But you're telling me.
Wanting you. Night I am longing to hold you close to my eager breast.
Wanting love in that heaven I'm dreaming of makes that heaven seem far above any hope that I'll gain.
Oh,
Robert. Robert, my darling.
Marianne, you know him?
Yes, Robert. This evening when Monsieur Ribot told me that one of my bondsmen was a nobleman, I knew immediately who it was. You are Robert Misson, are you not?
Yes. Yes, I am Robert Misson.
Men, seize this gentleman. Let me go. Let me go, I tell you. Let go of me. Thank you, Milady Marianne. Thank you.
Monsieur Ribot, what does this mean?
It means, your ladyship, that I am in your debt forever. You have helped me capture one of the most dangerous men in New Orleans, Robert Misson.
Monsieur Ribot.
Congratulations, mademoiselle. You made a fool of me, and you used my love to betray me. But you just may have betrayed yourself as well. Goodbye, Mistress Marianne.
Robert, have you forgotten?
Come, Monsieur Ribot. I am your prisoner.
Follow me, men, and be careful that he does not escape.
Robert! Robert!
In this world, you are all mine.
To the second act of The New Moon in just a moment, but first a message from the railroads. To the harassed motorists on some of our more crowded highways, it might very well seem that pretty nearly all the freight in the United States is moving by motor truck. But of course, that isn't the case. For most of the freight that moves, and even most of the freight which is moved by truck, is not moved on the intercity highways. There are two sorts of truck traffic, and by far the more important part is not the intercity traffic carried by the big long-distance haulers you meet in such numbers out on the highways. The most important and the most useful service performed by trucks, and the service in which the overwhelming majority of trucks are engaged, is local traffic. This local traffic includes the farm-to-market movements made in farm trucks, and the traffic carried in local transfer and delivery trucks in and around towns and cities. It is this local and farm traffic in which most trucks, probably 5 out of every 6, are engaged. The big long-distance haulers, which you meet on the main highways, are engaged in a different kind of business. These are the trucks which are doing the same sort of freight business as railroads. Last year, the railroads hauled more than 7 times as much intercity freight traffic as did the trucks. Did you ever stop to think how important it is to you, both as a taxpayer and as a user of the highways, that so much of the nation's intercity freight hauling is done on the special highways of steel, provided, maintained, and paid for by the railroads? Did you ever stop to think how important it is to you, both as a taxpayer and as a user of the highways, that so much of the nation's intercity freight hauling is done on the special highways of steel, provided, maintained, and paid for by the railroads? If this traffic, which moves by rail, or if any considerable part of it were to be moved on the public highways, instead of on the railroad's special highways of steel, just imagine what you, as a motorist, would be up against. And now here is the second act of The New Moon, starring Gordon McRae as Robert Misson and his guest star Ilona Massey as Lady Marianne.
Monsieur Ribot took me on board the New Moon, ordered that I be thrown in irons, and went to bed. When he awakened the next morning, we were at sea, and Philippe notified him that the captain of the New Moon wanted to see him.
Misson, well, what are you doing in the captain's quarters? Where is Captain Duval?
I am the captain of the New Moon now, Monsieur Ribot. Captain Duval was regrettably detained in New Orleans. A sudden accident. Something fell on his head.
Why, you pirate, you bandit.
Every member of the crew is a follower of mine, Monsieur Ribot. We are bound for an uninhabited island in the Caribbean, where we intend to set up a colony.
A colony? In the Caribbean? Ah.
And what do you intend to do about the Lady Marianne?
The Lady Marianne?
Oh, yes. Yes, she is on board this ship.
That's impossible.
Oh, no. No, Captain Duval brought her on board. There had been an understanding between them for some time. They planned to be married in Paris on this trip.
Oh, I see. I could not believe that Lady Marianne was on my ship. I loved her and I hated her so much at that moment that I couldn't tell where one stopped and the other began. I went up on deck to look for her. And there she was, standing by the rail with her maid. She was singing. I stood there listening. And for those few moments, though she never knew it, I was once again her prisoner.
The sky was blue.
Lady Marianne had finished her song, I slipped back into my cabin unnoticed. She had betrayed me to Captain Ribaud. Well, she had been caught in her own trap. Her fine lover was back in New Orleans, and she was on the New Moon, bound for the Isle of Pines. I walked my cabin, endless days, endless nights, trying to convince myself I was free of all feeling for her. But I couldn't escape the memory of her eyes or her lips. During that long voyage, we didn't speak one word to each other, until the day before we landed, when she stormed into my cabin.
Captain Misson.
What? Oh, the Lady Marianne. Well, this is an unexpected surprise. I hardly expected you to come to my cabin.
I have been told we will land by morning.
That is quite true, Lady Marianne.
I am also told that you have given orders that every woman on the ship is to marry as soon as we land.
That is also correct.
And may I ask whom you expect me to marry?
Why, anyone you choose.
Oh, thank you very much. It must make you feel very triumphant to have won your revenge against a woman, Monsieur Misson. You are completely contemptible. Good day, Monsieur Misson.
Goodbye, Lady Marianne. I guess that's one dream I'll have to forget.
Love came to me, gay and tender. Love came to me. Sweet surrender, love came to me in bright romantic splendor. Fickle was she, faithful never, fickle was she, and clever, so it will be forever.
Forever.
stealing into a newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends the story softly as in an evening sunset. The light that gave you glory will take it all away.
The next morning, the new moon landed at the Isle of Pines. And as the months went by, we put our dream of democracy into practice. We built our cabins, the men married, and the Lady Marianne remained the one unmarried woman on the island. One night, Monsieur Ribaud called at my cabin and insisted that I go with him to talk to Marianne. I went, most unwillingly.
Monsieur Ribaud, I do not know why you have come to my house with Robert Misson, but I...
Nor do I, Ribaud. Lady Marianne and I have nothing to say to each other.
Wait. First, let me tell you a story. A story particularly important to me because I am the villain of the piece. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a man danced with a girl at a ball. He kissed her, and they fell in love.
Monsieur Ribaud.
Monsieur Ribaud, yes. Yes, that's the name of the villain. An aristocrat. A most despicable fellow. It was he who led the young man to believe that the girl had conspired in his arrest. When all the time, that same girl was ready to move heaven and earth to save him.
Ribaud, is this
please,
true?
Please, what is the use of telling him now?
Marianne, I told Robert that you came on board the New Moon to go to France with Captain Duval and marry him.
You did that?
It isn't true?
Of course it isn't true. I came on board with my mate to try to help you escape.
Marianne.
There, now. Isn't it a pretty story? At the very moment when the boy and girl thought they were hopelessly apart, they find themselves together on a moonlight night with only one wish now, and that is that the extra gentleman should say good night. And so, good night.
Marianne. Marianne, darling.
Oh, Robert.
For a moment, I couldn't understand why Ribaud had brought Marianne and me together. But I soon learned it was just another of his tricks. A trick to get me out of the way until the officers of the French Navy could land on the island and take me into custody. A few moments later, Marianne and I heard voices outside. And as we opened the door, we heard Monsieur Ribaud cry.
There he is, Captain. Arrest him. Robert Misson, wanted for murder by the King of France.
Not by the King of France, Monsieur. There is no King of France.
There is no King of France?
On the 14th of July, the lilies of France were replaced by the Trois Couleurs. France is a republic. Those of you who wish to remain here under Governor Misson may be citizens of the new republic. Those who wish to follow Ribaud and the other aristocrats to the guillotine may fall in line.
I an aristocrat? I, Citizen Ribaud?
Are there any other aristocrats on the island?
Only this one, Captain, who is my promised wife.
You are to be his wife, mademoiselle?
Yes. Citizeness Marianne Misson. His wife, his follower, his love.
Marianne.
I remember every little thing you used to do. I was lonely.
Look, darling. The moon is new. Turn your back on it and wish.
Oh, darling. I have everything I could wish for now. Moscow.
sky was blue.
The sky was blue.
The night was cold.
The night was cold.
The moon was new.
The moon was new, but love was old. And while I waited here, this heart of mine kept singing.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Alona Massey will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Gordon McRae giving a vote of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Thea Roberts and Paul Frees, for their fine performances in The New Moon, with book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, Frank Mandel, and Lawrence Schwab. Music by Sigmund Romberg, and adapted for radio by Gene Holloway. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. As you know, day after tomorrow is Columbus Day, the anniversary of the day 457 years ago when Christopher Columbus discovered America. Today, you can discover America, and do it by rail with safety, convenience, comfort, and economy that no other form of transportation can offer. And now, here is Ilona Massey.
Thank you, Gordon. Thank you. I enjoyed being with you this evening and singing with you The New Moon.
We enjoyed having you, Ilona. Maybe when you come back from your next concert tour, you'll pay us another visit, huh?
I'd love to, Gordon. And of course, I'll be listening each week.
Thanks very much, Ilona. You'll enjoy next week's show, I'm sure. We're doing the famous Oscar Strauss operetta, The Chocolate Soldier. And my guest star will be the lovely lyric soprano from the Metropolitan Opera, Miss Nadine Connor.
Oh, she is very charming. And The Chocolate Soldier has always been one of my favorites. Bye.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye.
The New Moon was presented by special arrangement with Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae is now being seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Look for the Silver Lining. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. Now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Lisa Stevens stars on The Voice of Firestone coming up on NBC.